In the early hours of Sunday morning, a group of masked men were observed removing flags along the Lurganbuy Road in Castlederg. A young couple happened to be driving by and they stopped and challenged these men as to what they were doing, whereupon some of the men dragged the young man from the car and attacked him physically and verbally abused the young girl. Before they left the scene, the attackers are reported to have said to the victims that they were from the relay array, they knew where these people lived, and if the flags were erected again, they'd be calling with them.
You've been very clear in your views describing this as a disgraceful hate crime. You believe the police should act?
I absolutely believe that the police should act. I've had concerns with regard, for example, to police presence in the Derg area for some time. Since we moved into the new policing arrangement with Londonderry. I believe that police presence is a great preventer for crime or on crime. And I mean, prevention of crime is a major element of policing. And perhaps if we had a greater police presence, visible police presence, this incident may not have happened. But at the end of the day, what we're looking at is a group of masked men who were removing flags in what is predominantly a Protestant area in Castlederg. And I'm also mindful that we're in the period running up to our local Royal Black Preceptory District hosting a black demonstration in Castlederg next Saturday. Now, the intention may have been to raise tensions, but I would trust that our local people will hold their ground, will be aware of the intentions of these apparent dissidents, and will not fall into their trap. In the meantime, I'm aware that local people have indeed replaced the flags that were removed, and they're showing in a way that they have no intention of being intimidated by what a group that I clearly would feel are showing dissident Republican affiliation.